Reconnect and heal today. Welcome to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Welcome to Love Never Dies. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I'm so happy to be with you again tonight. You know, I think it's a little confusing for everybody, all my fans who listen to me every Tuesday at noon on Hay House Radio. It's a little bit tricky to get used to my bi-weekly schedule now, the second and fourth Sunday of every month, but hopefully we'll get together and get in sync. I'm just so happy to bring you the Love Never Dies show on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. For the past 2.5 years, the Love Never Dies show was the most listened to hour on the Hay House radio network. And now Love Never Dies can only be heard on the Dream Vision 7 radio network, which, as I said, airs live over WMEX 1510 AM Boston every second and fourth Sunday of every month. And then the show also airs every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Dream Vision 7 radio network, which broadcasts in 136 countries. Now, if you're listening to the show live tonight and you have a question for me, or better yet, if you'd like me to help you begin your own reconnection with a loved one in spirit so I can help you to turn off your tears, then call me now at 866-338-9663 from U.S. and Canada. And if you're listening from Europe, you can call in to that toll-free number using Skype. The Love Never Dies radio show is based on my number one international best-selling book, Love Never Dies, which is now in 34 languages. And Love Never Dies shares the amazing story of my spiritual reconnection with my beloved deceased husband, internationally renowned former Jesuit priest, Émile Jeanpin. Jean's astonishing after-death manifestations proved to me that we don't die, and therefore our relationships aren't supposed to end with our loved one's bodily departure. And that's why I created my transdimensional grief resolution method that brings my acclaimed conflict resolution methods to the world of after-death communication. The result is an unprecedented new method that offers you the first vehicle for not only reconnecting, which is the only way to stop the sorrow, but also my method helps you heal any unfinished business that you may be carrying, and it also helps you to obtain guidance from your loved ones in spirit so that you can easily find your path to prosperity in every area of your life. That's what your loved ones are here for, to help you find prosperity in mind, body, spirit, and emotion. Now, I always begin the show by sharing Jean's latest manifestations. As Jean told me right after he left his body, "Jamie, let our love shine like a torch that lights the path for others." This means Jean's manifestations aren't just meant for me, they're meant for you too. They're meant to let you know that your loved ones in spirit are here with you too. They're just waiting for you to learn how to open yourself up, open the door of your heart, and let them back in and resume your relationship with them. So the first manifestation I want to share happened at my local post office. There was a woman named Mo who worked at the post office for years. And last year, Mo left her body due to a brain tumor. Now, when I walked into the post office last week, I suddenly felt Mo's presence. And I said to the clerk at the desk, "Mo wants you to know that you're like a sister to her." And the clerk confirmed that this was true. And then she got all misty-eyed. Well, I didn't know that they were so close. And then Mo said that she was playing golf in spirit. So I asked the clerk, "Did Mo golf?" And she said, "Yes." And then Mo said to me, "Tell her my swing is much improved." Well, that was pretty funny, but it's also a lovely gift for me, for you, for the clerk, because the manifestation from Mo reminds us just how much fun our loved ones are having in spirit. Now, on Thursday, I awoke and received the message that Jean had a Mother's Day surprise for me. The message came as a fleeting thought, and I paid no attention. Later that day, there was a knock on my front door. It was a flower delivery man with a gorgeous bouquet of flowers from one of my certified transdimensional grief resolution method coaches, Candy. And the card that accompanied the flowers could have been written by Jean. She was thanking me for being such a wonderful mother to her and all of the coaches that I've certified and all of my patients. And I was so flabbergasted because years ago, Jean wrote me almost the same card. I posted a photo of that beautiful bouquet on my social media pages. Now, what's the point of this manifestation? Well, first off, when you receive flowers from an unexpected or anonymous source, that's your loved one bringing you the gift through the open vessel that he or she chose to use to send you the flowers. And, of course, that open vessel's credit card and wallet got opened up, too. So, now, the second thing is pay attention to the fleeting thoughts that come to you. When a thought comes into your mind out of nowhere, that's often your loved one speaking to you through what's called thought induction or mind melding. Same thing. When the flowers arrived, I recalled the thought that had popped into my mind that morning, and I realized then that the thought had been induced by Jean. So pay attention to those fleeting butterfly thoughts. Now, last Friday, I made a really nice meal for my housekeeper, Donna, and I had Vivaldi playing over Pandora, and it had been playing perfectly all day long until what? Until we sat down to dinner. Now, as soon as I sat down to dinner, I felt Jean's presence, and I could feel he was dining with us. And I said to Donna, Jean's sitting to dinner with us. As soon as I said it, the music started to stutter and hesitate. It was unbelievable. It was like something was interfering. And I said to Donna, wow, the music disturbance is a sign of Jean's energetic presence. Remember, because spirits are pure energy, their energetic vibrations interrupt electronic frequencies and they interrupt our electronic devices. But here's an important thing for you to know. The interruption of an electronic device isn't just an involuntary byproduct of your loved one's energetic field. The interruption of your electronic devices is your loved one's choice. It's under your loved one's control. Now, how do I know this? Well, listen to what happened next. The interruption went on, and finally I said aloud, hey, Jean, now that I've acknowledged your presence, could you stop interrupting the music? It's getting annoying. And he instantly responded to my request. So do you realize how powerful this manifestation is? Because it illustrates the core of my transdimensional grief resolution method. In my method, I show you how to engage in a back-and-forth communication with your loved one in spirit, using the earthly prop, using the electronic device, using whatever sign is being put on the table to facilitate your conversation. And as you can see in my example, I spoke to Jean. I acknowledged that he was using the electronic device to let me know that he was present, and then I asked him to stop doing it, and he did. So the stopping showed that he had heard me, and he used the stopping of the interference of the music to communicate his confirmation that he had heard me. So that's one of the main skills that I teach you how to perfect in my Love Club, so that you can get so good at this, you can have an ongoing dialogue with the help of all these earthly props. Now, the next two manifestations I'm going to share with you relate to today's topic, which is, could you be missing signs of your loved one's spirit presence? Now, here's the first story. In my new Love Club, I have a member who I'm going to call Carrie. It's not a real name. I'm just making it up. She's desperately grieving her husband, and she said that she receives no signs at all from him, which makes her feel he's not with her, and that depresses her even more. And she even admitted that she was very angry with him. Now, she said she wanted me to help her to begin a dialogue with him, and the first thing she said to him was that she felt he didn't love her and their child because he left her. And she went on to say, other people get resuscitated, so why didn't you? Now, can you see that she was taking his bodily departure personally? And when I heard her say these words, I realized that she had been abused as a kid. And as a result, she still felt unworthy of being loved. And her feeling of unworthiness led her to misinterpret her husband's leaving as confirmation that she wasn't lovable enough for him to want to stay with her and her kid. So at this point in the dialogue, the most amazing thing happened. Her husband came through and showed me that he wanted her to put her wedding ring back on her finger, her wedding finger. Wow, that was some validation of his presence. And Carrie confirmed that she had moved her wedding ring to her right hand because her left ring finger was swollen. Now, you would think that this amazing manifestation and validation of her husband's presence would have calmed her down and brought her peace, but it only quenched her grief for a moment. And then she was sad again. Now stay with me, because I think you're going to recognize something that you do in what she did. Why did she get sad again? Well, her problem became crystal clear. She was so welded to the wounded, unlovable feeling inside her that she, like every abused person, returned to the familiar, painful place. Now, why on earth would we return to the painful place right at the moment when we're finally receiving the love we've always wanted? Well, the sad fact is, for most of us who've been abused, when we receive love, the unconscious part of our minds immediately returns us to the sad, empty well place, because the love we're now receiving reminds us of all the years we didn't receive that love. Tragic, right? But what's even more tragic about going back to the empty place is that it lowers your vibration, which makes it even harder to communicate with your loved one in spirit. Now, the reason why your lower vibration blocks spirit communication is because spirits vibrate at a higher rate than we do. When our vibration is too low, we become like ships in the night, and we literally miss each other. When our vibration is low, it's harder for our loved ones to come through to us, and we make it harder for our loved ones to receive our messages. But when you raise your vibration, when you learn how to tune to what I call the spirit channel in your brain, you vibrate at the right transmission frequency. Think of it like this. If your favorite show is on NBC, you need to tune to that channel to receive the NBC broadcast that's broadcasting at that channel frequency. Now imagine your loved ones are broadcasting on channel 12, and you're tuned to channel 1. You're going to miss their broadcast, and they're going to miss yours. See what I mean? So long story short, Carrie's vibration was so low that it was making it hard for her husband to come through. And what's even more sad is the fact that her emotional wound, her feeling so unworthy of love, was causing her to miss and dismiss what her husband was managing to bring through. So it became clear to Carrie and me and the rest of the group that her husband left his body not because he didn't love her, but because he wanted to help her to heal. And specifically, it was their destiny for him to work with me to help her to finally receive his love. And he needed to be out of his body to bring her this healing gift. So as we continued, he started to make her face appear beet red, while the rest of her thumbnail color was normal. So this told me that he wanted her to know that she's so red with anger and that the anger is blocking your reconnection. And at another point, we audibly heard him say, "Yep." Well, in the end, Carrie was weeping in gratitude. Her entire mindset shifted to the point where she was thanking him for leaving his body so that he could help her. So I want you to ask yourself at this point, could your own unfinished business from childhood be preventing you from reconnecting and keeping your tears flowing as a result? All right? Now, I want to give you the number again. I know many people listen to the show after the fact through various podcast networks. So, of course, the number only works if you're listening live, but I want to give it to you again, and that's 866-338-9663. Again, 866-338-9663. And I am here for you to answer your questions, to help you reconnect with your loved one in spirit, to help you dialogue, to help you obtain guidance. I'm here for you in any way that you need. What I want to do, after we take a brief break, I want to tell you another story that came about this week, which is a really good example of yet another person who wasn't recognizing the signs of her loved one's presence in her life. And I think you're going to see, again, a good part of yourself in this story as well. So I'm going to take a brief break, and I'm going to be back with you in a moment on Love Never Dies Radio.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. What if everything that you've been taught about who you are and what life is has been untrue? Join Deborah Laval, host of Living in Quantum Love, where she'll explore and dissect the limiting beliefs and wrong understandings that have only served to keep us not only separate from one another, but from our own selves. Living in Quantum Love can be heard every third Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Join Deborah and take a leap to freedom.
When my beloved husband died of a bee sting, I wanted to die and join him. But his astonishing spirit manifestations proved to me that we don't die and our relationships aren't meant to end with bodily death. To honor his request that I let our love shine like a torch that lights the path for others, I wrote the number one international bestseller, Love Never Dies, which tells our eternal love story and introduces my new method for reconnecting and making peace with the deceased. Hi, I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I invite you to join me starting March 17th for my week-long visit to Unity St. Pete, Florida, where I will teach you how to say hello, not goodbye, to your loved ones in spirit, and even heal any unfinished business that remains. If you're ready to transform your grief to joy, visit askdrlove.com/live events to find out more and register today. That's askdrlove.com/live events.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every second and fourth Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in to find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Turndorf wants to hear from you. Call 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234. You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you yearn to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about Kiss Your Fights Goodbye at AskDrLove.com. This is Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener. If you're listening in real time, you can speak to Dr. Turndorf live by calling toll-free from the U.S. and Canada at 866-338-9663. Once again, here's Dr. Turndorf.
Welcome back to Love Never Dies Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Before we went to the last break, I promised to tell you another story. It's a really good example of a woman who is missing the signs of her loved one's spirit presence. And This woman is a new patient. I'm going to call her Louise. She came to work with me for individual therapy because she was so bereft over the recent bodily departure of her 17-year-old cat, and she didn't think she could manage the pain. She was calling suicide hotlines, seeing all kinds of therapists. Nothing was helping her. Before we even had our first session, her cat came through to me. Didn't know whether it was a boy or girl, but he came through and let me know he was a boy. And he said that I had to tell her that he was holding her hand. Now, I thought this was very odd. I've never heard of a cat doing this, but I passed the message along by email all the same. In the first session, Louise told me that her cat used to hold her hand and squeeze it. That's a wow. Now, you would have thought that this incredible manifestation from him would have brought her peace. But like my other Love Club member, Carrie, Louise returned to blaming herself, that she wasn't there for him at the end, the way he needed her to be. She didn't pet him one time when he asked for it, and she was really wondering if he knew that she loved him. Now, you might think that Louise's problem was simply her grief, and you might think that her self-blame was just a byproduct of her grief, but neither of these theories are true. Like Carrie, Louise's grief was being intensified by her need to blame herself. Now, obviously, this self-blame did not originate with the kitty's departure. And here's the thing you need to know. The bodily loss of a loved one exposes whatever fault lines exist in your own psyche. And in the case of Louise, her need to self-attack is her psychological fault line. Now, unless I can help her to understand and resolve the self, the reason behind the self-attacks, she's going to be grieving her kitty forever. And why do I say this? Because reconnection is the only way to end the pain of grief. But in Louise's case, her cat already offered her the reconnection, but her need to self-blame and self-punish eclipses his offer of reconnection. So she can't allow herself to take hold of his paw and allow herself to reconnect and stay connected because she's drowning in the need to self-torture. So until I can resolve her pattern of self-harm, she's never going to be able to reconnect and she's never going to get past her pain. In a future show, I'll talk more about why so many of us need to self-blame. But for now, just remember, grief exposes your psychological fault lines, and your fault lines keep you stuck in the prison of your own making. The prison prevents you from reconnecting, and the reconnecting is essential to healing your pain. Now, I have a caller, and I want to go to the phone before we get on to tonight's topic, and I believe my caller's name is Melanie. Melanie, are you with me? Melanie?
Yes.
Hi. Hi, Melanie.
Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
You're welcome. How can I help you?
Well, my boyfriend died very unexpectedly in 2014 in October.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't end up finding out about his death until a month after he passed.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I found out was very unexpected as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been having since then a lot of kind of signs or things that have happened, and I don't know if it's me wanting it to be the connection with him or if it's actually the connection with
him. I get asked that one a lot. Oh, is it just my imagination, you know?
Right.
For example, give me an example.
I have a lamp in my bedroom that constantly goes on and off and on and off, and there'll be times that I'll even say to him out loud, Robert, I know that you're trying to get my attention by using the light, turning it on and off. You're really starting to aggravate me. Can you stop doing that? And there's been times that it has turned back on and stayed on,
yeah.
But there are other times that it has stayed off and not gone back on.
Mm-hmm. So, well, you heard earlier in the show where Jean was aggravating me with the music.
Yes.
Right? And I said, please stop it. And he heard me and he stopped. But what you're wondering is, well, how come other times it continues?
It's not consistent. Right. It's not consistent.
Okay, so the first thing I want to ask you, Melanie, is did the lamp behave this way before he left his body?
No.
So this is a very important thing because, you know, when you're doing, I know you're a very logical person. You want to be scientific about this. So you have to also, you have to look at the habit of the particular earthly prop or the electronic device. And if it didn't behave this way before, then that's a really good indication, right, that right. your loved one's energetic frequency is interrupting the light. Right? Now, I'm sure you have other signs as well, right?
I do. Yeah, and again, I don't know if it's me imagining this, but it's happened way too many times. I really enjoy my back being rubbed and used to rub my back, but it feels like...
Oh, yeah.
Static electricity of like...
Oh, girl.
Rotating around
my back. I knew you were going to say that. Absolutely. So that one, every week in my Tuesday night coaches training, we do it online.
Mm-hmm.
When I put all my coaches into the meditation and they're in the superconscious mind state, which helps us tune to the spirit channel of our brains.
Right.
When we come out of it, for example, last week, quite a few of my coaches all described the same physical sensation. They felt like a hand was brushing on their cheeks, and each yeah. one had the same feeling. Okay. Physical sensations, chills, goose flesh, the sensation that you're being touched, these are all very clear manifestations from spirit. You haven't read Love Never Dies yet, right?
I've read some of it. I haven't read the whole thing.
Did you finish the chapter on signs?
Yes.
Okay. So the thing is, it's very natural to doubt, right? Because we're raised in this Western world to be rational brain beings and only go with what makes sense and what's logical, and all of this is very mysterious, right? How do you prove it?
Because I've even encountered people that look exactly like him.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. He's really, really trying to make his presence known. Now, would you like to actually have a little dialogue with him right now?
Yeah.
Would you like to? Okay, we've never done this before here on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. I was doing this every week on Hay House Radio. Did you ever tune in to the Hay House show?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so you're not familiar. This was the most incredible thing because pretty much from the beginning of that show, I started putting the whole listening audience into a trance, and then people would call in, and we would dialogue with their loved ones, and I couldn't even take all the calls. So you're going to be our first person on this network, okay?
Well, thank you.
Oh, it's wonderful. I'm so happy. So just close your eyes, and I'll just talk you into the superconscious mind state, and I'm going to literally switch you into the spirit channel, okay? And then I'll just guide you from the visualization to the meditation for making contact, and then we'll begin a dialogue with him, okay?
Okay.
So take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And on the next inhalation, feel the warm golden light of spirit entering through your crown chakra, the energy center located at the top of your head, and feel that warm golden light washing down over your body, down your face, your jaw, your neck and your throat. Feel it going down your chest and your upper back, down your arms and out your fingers, down your stomach and your mid-back, your groin and your low back, front of your legs and the back of your legs, and down your knees, shins, calves, ankles, feet, and toes. And if you sense any area of the body resisting the flow, just let that inhaling breath enter that area of constriction and let your exhaling breath flush out the tension. See, that breath is having eyes with the power to find any tension or toxicity and just trade it for that warm golden light. Feel your muscles turning to taffy, melting in a summer sun. Keep breathing and sinking deeper. If you're in an elevator, dropping lower and lower down the elevator shaft, or in a well bucket, dropping lower and lower down the well. Now, when you do this at home, you'll take as much time as you need to feel fully relaxed. Here, we're going to move on. We're going to imagine we're walking together along the bank of a stream. The sky's a perfect blue dome. And songbirds and butterflies accompany our stroll. A gentle breeze ruffles the lush grass. And in the distance, we see a footbridge. And we effortlessly teleport over that footbridge. And we land on the near shore of my beautiful lake. Its surface is smooth as glass and shimmers like liquid silver. And now we teleport together over that lake to the far shore, where your loved one is waiting, arms outstretched, palms turned upward. Now, Melanie, take a breath in, one more breath. Let it out. And make a first statement out loud to him. Let it be a feeling statement. Speak from your heart. Go ahead.
What happened?
Again, rather than ask a question, speak from the heart. Tell him how you feel toward him.
I'm angry.
You're angry.
I'm sad.
Angry and sad. Take a breath in and tell him why. Why you're angry and sad.
That he left.
That you left. When we dialogue with our loved ones in spirit, we don't narratize. We talk directly to them. We call them by name. I'm angry you left me. Okay? Now, keeping your eyes closed, Melanie, take a breath in again. See if you can sense what's coming back from him. It could be a word or a sentence, mental picture, a physical sensation. See if you can sense. Are you getting anything at all?
He couldn't handle it.
Say that again?
He couldn't handle it.
He's saying, I couldn't handle it. Now, when we do the dialogue, not only do you speak to him, but then you speak his words as if you were a little puppeteer. He's saying, I couldn't handle being in my body. Okay? Does he tell you why?
No.
He doesn't tell you why. He's giving a feeling, a physical sensation. Take a breath in and see if you can get this sensation that he's giving to me. See if you can feel it. Do you feel?
Stress.
Do you feel, you said stress, right?
Yes.
Very close to what I'm feeling. I was feeling a pressure on my chest. Is that what you're feeling when you say stress?
Yes.
So isn't that marvelous? We both felt the same thing. That's a really good example also of the way he communicates. Because Melanie, remember how you said you feel physical sensations from him?
Yes.
The way our loved ones in spirit communicate with us is very consistent with the way they communicated when they were in a body. If they're not big talkers, you're going to get a physical sensation or a thought. So he wasn't a big talker, right?
He was when he wanted to be.
Or he could be quiet, very, very quiet. So listen, Melanie, stay with me, all right, because we're right in the middle of this dialogue. Do you want to hang on? We have to go to a break, but if you hang on, I'll come back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang in. Be back with you in a moment on Love Never Dies Radio.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every second and fourth Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in to find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Turndorf wants to hear from you. Call 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Explore the latest in past life regression therapy with the nation's foremost expert in the field, Brian Weiss, at Omega Institute, July 14th to 16th. Brian guides you in group exercises, healing visualizations, and meditations. Join us and discover a new level of healing and transformation. Mention discount code DREAM for 10% off when you register for the workshop. Omega is located in Rhinebeck in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002.
Don't you believe that we have what it takes to create a world whose priority is nurturing life and not the pursuit of profit? Wouldn't it stand to reason that unity, collaboration, and love would be the foundations for this new type of paradigm? Now Share Love on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network provides a unique service by personally researching solutions that align with our values and sharing them with you to inspire awakening, awareness, and involvement. Tune in every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern and check us out at nowsharelove.org.
In a single moment, your life can change. Join Marianne Pestana, host of Moments with Marianne, for a transformative hour of leaders in their field, ranging from inspirational authors, top industry leaders, business and spiritual entrepreneurs. Tune in to experience Moments with Marianne every second Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Don't miss this. And remember, make every moment count.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you can't stop crying over the bodily loss of a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's number one international bestseller, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, will show you how to toss out the tissues and transform your grief into joy using her groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and even heal unfinished business with those in spirit without the assistance of a medium, channeler, or psychic. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift, a free excerpt of Love Never Dies. And now, back to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. to Love Never Dies Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf. And before the break, I took a call from a lovely woman named Melanie, who's still on hold. And she was talking about doubting the various signs she's receiving. And we began a dialogue. So we were right in the middle of the dialogue, and I didn't want to cut the dialogue off. Melanie, you're with me?
Yes.
Okay. So take a breath in, because we've had a little bit of a break, just to make sure you're recalibrated here. We felt together this incredible pressure, and you felt stress, and I felt pressure on my chest. And I said, he doesn't talk a lot about how he feels. Then you said he talked when he wanted to talk. But right. He didn't talk about his feelings, did he?
He did to me when he wanted to.
When he wanted to.
I think the pressure that we're both feeling in the chest is how he died.
That's what I'm thinking. I was wondering if it was his heart.
Because he was found in his car, I believe he had a massive heart attack.
Yes, that's the feeling that I was feeling on my chest, pain in the heart, tremendous pain. But when you asked him what happened to you, you already know he had a massive coronary. That's that pressure in the chest. Now, tell him more about why you're mad at him.
It's that no one told me how I had to find out. And I always had that kind of premonition, and I would say that if you ever died, I probably wouldn't ever find out directly.
So you're angry at his people for not telling you. Yet you're saying you're mad at him.
I'm angry at the whole situation that he died. I'm angry about how it happened. I'm angry about nobody telling me. I'm angry about him being gone.
Why do I keep getting the feeling that you guys weren't together even before he left his body?
Because we had separated, but had always talked every single day. We had separated.
So you were already separated before he left his body. Now,
we never left each other.
You never left each other, but you were separated.
Right. If I ever needed anything, he was always there. And if he ever needed anything, I was always there.
So
we would talk every single day.
So here's the thing, that feeling, that heartbroken feeling, that pain in the heart, do you hear what he's saying to you about this? Take a breath in again, Melanie. See if you can get it. You get it?
No.
Okay, I'm going to help you, all right?
Yes.
He's literally heartbroken that you guys couldn't figure out how to make it work together, because there is such a profound soul bond. Even though you separated, you were inseparable. And it broke his heart that he could not figure out how to make it work with you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So he can't leave you, and he doesn't want to leave you. And he is asking you to please, please reconnect and stay connected with him. Talk to him every day. The way we began today, Melanie, he wants you to continue. He's saying also that he had some serious problems. He didn't really know how to have a relationship. Something about his family, he didn't have a good role model. Does this make sense?
Yes. He would do things to sabotage our relationship.
Exactly. So listen to how clearly he's coming through. It's pretty profound, isn't it?
Yes.
Right. And he's heartbroken. He's heartbroken. It literally broke his heart that he was so damaged. Yes.
And he's broken so, my heart.
I know, honey. So listen, I want you to know this. Quite a few of the people I've worked with, as in hundreds, have stronger relationships now with their loved one in spirit than when their loved one was in a body. Because he's not as damaged as he was. He sees what his limitations were. He's offering you his hand, and he's inviting you to form a better relationship with him now than you ever had. Would you be open to that?
I'll try.
There's no thing, it's not about try. It's more like allow. He broke your heart. He let you down. He was damaged goods. That's what he's saying. Damaged goods. He couldn't stand breaking your heart anymore. He had to have this massive coronary to leave his body so that he could connect you in this way. He doesn't stop the music because he wants the love song to still continue playing between you. Okay, so he's here to form a better tie with you, a better love bond. Now, if you want me to help you with this, that's what the Love Club is about. I work with a small group of women, and I help them to reconnect, heal the unfinished business. It doesn't happen, you know, overnight. We've begun, Melanie, but there's a lot more to be done. So if you want to know more about it, just visit me at AskDrLove.com. And then / the Love Club. And you'll see more about the Love Club. All the there's testimonials, there's a little video, and there's a link there if you wish to apply for a seat, okay?
You're saying the way that I stay connected with him is to talk with him?
Not just talk. It's beyond just talking. You have to speak from the heart, and you're going to need some help because you're angry. And the anger is kind of keeping you stuck. So, yes, you will talk. You will dialogue every day. You will speak about your true feelings, but you're also going to be, in the dialoguing, working through your anger and coming to high ground with him to where you can connect now because he's not going to sabotage the relationship like he did. Okay?
I appreciate your time.
Oh, you're so welcome. And you know how to find me. Okay.
And thank you for allowing me to have this time with him.
You're beautiful. He's telling me you're beautiful, and I know you're beautiful, and you deserve all the love. So I'm here for you. He's here for you. I'll talk to you again, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, honey. So that was a really beautiful experience. And, you know, I'm going to say to Melanie what I want to say to everyone who's listening now. The reason I developed the Love Club is because I noticed over a couple of years where I was doing the dialoguing with everyone on Hay House Radio, the reconnection begins, but that is literally just the beginning. Because what happens is you start the reconnection, but you need help. You need help to stay connected. And, of course, you need help to heal the unfinished business. Just like when we have conflict in an earthly relationship, we need somebody to help us navigate our way through it. So in terms of helping you to stay connected, the biggest thing is that life just knocks us off our towers. We get stressed out, we're sick, we're tired one day, there's a holiday, a birthday, a special occasion, and we start to feel sad. We start missing our loved one again. Even though we've just had a reconnection, we start missing again. That lowers our vibration, and then that little fleeting connection slips away. And now, because you've known the joy of the reconnection, you feel even sadder because it feels like you're just falling off a mountain. And that makes you more depressed, that lowers your vibration even more, and then you feel more disconnected. So when you lose your connection, you really need help to get it back. Think about how we get up on a horse, you know, how they have somebody put a hand out and kind of boost you up. Well, you need help to get back up. And also, unfinished business is part of the reason why you need help, because it pins you in place. In the same way you can't push away from the table if you haven't eaten, until you resolve the unfinished business with your loved ones in spirit, you feel stuck. And for most of us, grief just doesn't end because we're grieving over never having had the chance to work it out. So this is why I created the Love Club. It's my exclusive online group where I work with you personally, helping you reconnect, helping you stay connected, helping you heal the unfinished business. And here's the thing, it takes time. It takes some time to heal troubled relationships. And it takes guidance. So everybody needs help to heal the unfinished business. And if you let me help you, you're going to experience so much healing. It's just going to set you free, and it's going to just transform your life and create such prosperity in ways you can't even begin to imagine. And reconnecting and staying connected and healing that unfinished business is the only way to lift you from the pit of despair and the only way to bring you into the light of love and joy. And there's another thing, too, that's so magically healing about working with me in a loving and a supportive group setting, because the energies of all the members elevate your vibration, brings you to an even higher level. So it makes it that much easier for you to reconnect and stay connected. So if you want to know more about the Love Club, go to AskDrLove, AskDrLove.com/TheLoveClub. Now, I also want to tell you something very exciting is coming up. Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith, the star of the movie The Secret, gave me a buzz and asked me to go teach my transdimensional grief resolution method for an entire week at Rhythmia. This is his new healing center in Costa Rica, and it is rapidly becoming the world's leading tropical transformation destination. John Gray, the author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, just came back and said it was such an awesome experience, the best vacation of his life. And he was teaching there, and he had the best vacation of his life, and he asked to come back. It's a gorgeous setting, beautiful, beautiful healing place, with all kinds of spa services, ayahuasca experiences. But what I'm going to be doing is spending a week working with you intensively, helping you to tune to the spirit channel, recognize the signs of spirit presence, reconnect, dialogue as we did today with Melanie, heal unfinished business, and even use the dialogues to help you find your right path to prosperity. So that's what's going to be happening at Rhythmia. That's October 22nd through 29th. I'm also going to be at the Open Center in New York City for a workshop on Saturday. I think it's Saturday, October 7th, or it might be the 6th. I don't have the calendar in front of me. So if you're in the New York area or you feel like coming into the city for a day, that's going to be the only workshop that I'm doing, the only day-long workshop this year. So what else do I have to tell you? We didn't have time today. It was more important that we did that dialogue with Melanie. But just remember, this is the most important thing to remember. Your loved ones are bringing you signs constantly. They're leaving you a constant trail of spiritual breadcrumbs. But it's our own psychological fault lines and our own unfinished business with those in spirit that blocks us from seeing the signs, accepting the signs, receiving the signs. So this is part of my work here to help you, yes, learn how to recognize the signs, which is sufficient for most people to initiate the reconnection, but then also remove all the blocks that really prevent you from taking the nourishment of the signs. Then I show you how to bring those signs to life and how to use them to facilitate a back-and-forth dialogue. And you had a couple of examples today of how we do those back-and-forth dialogues. So I don't want you to feel like an orphan when I share with you all the great signs. Signs are waiting for you, and I'm here to help you remove all the blocks to receiving all the love that your loved ones in spirit want to bring you. See you next time on Love Never Dies Radio.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Is your heart still hurting over the bodily loss of your loved one? The reason is simple. We're not meant to be separated from those we love. and reconnecting is the only solution. But reconnecting and staying connected requires guidance. That's why Dr. Turndorf has created her exclusive members-only Love Club, a private, intimate, and loving online group where she'll personally guide you to reestablish your relationship with your loved one in spirit and even resolve any issues that remain. If you're ready to discover the healing and joy of reconnecting, visit askdrlove.com/theloveclub and apply for a seat. But don't wait. To keep the group intimate, seats are limited. Visit askdrlove.com/theloveclub and request to join today. That's askdrlove.com/theloveclub.